I'd like now to welcome Angelo Jaramillo. He is state coordinator for the 21st Century Community Learning Center after school program for the State Public Education Department, and he is a candidate for City Council in District 3. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mayor Charlotte.
So you are a passionate advocate for the issues of District 3, which is the southwestern part of Santa Fe. What's going on in District 3? How would you like to make it a better place?
I think the direct response to that question is what is not going on in District 3. Over the past 10 years, if not even more, District 3 has been completely underrepresented, underdeveloped, and as a result, is the most neglected city council district in our city of Santa Fe. And as far as how do we start addressing these issues and what do we need to do to improve it, we need to first really simplify it and look at our human resource and look at our economic development in that area or lack thereof. I would start by first making sure, District 3, you got to keep in mind, has a lot of our working families or working class individuals. And we also have a lot of the working poor and a lot of people who are unemployed and just living indigent. What we need to do is first and foremost make sure that we can provide essential services. And when I say essential services, one of the biggest issues that I hear from constituents, and which is obvious living there in the district, is that there's not enough food distribution centers such as like a local grocery store. I know that many people are interested in bringing farmers markets to that area, starting to work possibly on developing even like urban gardening initiatives, and that's segueing into like a sustainable environmental plus small business development initiative. I think in terms of small business, you have actually the business incubator that is housed over there in Paseo del Sol, and it's underutilized. It has been for a long time, and I think we need to explore that more on the citywide level to see how we can start starting with education, first and foremost, making sure we can improve that situation, even though we don't have direct jurisdiction over it, but making sure our children are getting the opportunities they need through there and start aligning our workforce needs through the Santa Fe Community College Higher Education Center, which is another valuable institution underutilized, especially with our demographic, and then tying it into institutions like the Small Business Incubator and other entities to see what the city can do to provide citywide programs in terms of mentorship, apprenticeship, workforce training, and also small business development by seeing how we can start consolidating our efforts and resources so people can become their own entrepreneurs, become a little bit more autonomous in their local economy. And to give you a clear example of what I mean, if we were to implement like a grocery store, bring small business into our underdeveloped areas, I would look at cooperative models similar to like La Montanita Cooperative. Why can't we have that on the south side of town where people have a little bit more control, not just over the food they eat, but the services that are provided? And then, of course, the list goes on from a lack of certain health clinics. We could utilize a lot of local health clinics, a youth community center, senior citizen center, arts and cultural center. I mean, the potential is there because it's underdeveloped. There's a lot of available land, and I don't believe that there's ever been a master. We know there's never been a master plan for Santa Fe itself, but as far as that southwest area, there's a need to develop a master plan strategically with local input, local autonomy, and start progressing.
A lot of people talk about environmental sustainability, and then they'll talk about business development, but they won't talk about them together. You're talking about those two things really intersecting and helping each other.
Sure. I've been saying it throughout this whole campaign in terms of economic development. Let's look at two clear examples of combining small business development or economic development with sustainable economy. One example, I think the South Side actually has a real good potential to start developing a renewable energy hub. We already have a precedence at the business incubator where certain startup companies are actually developing renewable energy technologies. And of course, they're tapping into an international market, but we need to look how to harness both, not just the product that's being delivered to the international market, but actually the human resource and talent to sustain, grow, and develop other renewable energy businesses and actually zone a lot of that area to be able to develop a business center that can concentrate on developing renewable energies all the way from renewable fuels to clothing to many of the cosmetics we use, et cetera, et cetera. And that's how you create a light manufacturing industry. And there's no reason why the city, between private investment and public sector investment, to collaborate and figure out how can we do that one small business out of town but starting with creating a zoning area. That's one instance. And I'm the only candidate out there right now calling for comprehensive marijuana legislation. There's no question everybody is. Yeah, they're saying we're watching the experiment in Colorado and we'll see what happens in Seattle in the summer. There's no question about what's happening in Colorado in terms of increasing that revenue base and the tax base for their local city.
$1 million the first day.
Wow. And that's just what's reported. I mean, it's growing. It's a gold rush. Yeah, there's a lot of regulations on it and whatnot, but I also see the potential where you can not only create more small business opportunities, but more jobs. And you can even create higher paying quality jobs. And then let's look at the byproduct, not just the medicinal use of the flower itself, but the byproduct. And even if you decide to branch off into growing the hemp plant, which is a little bit of a different species, then we can even really start creating that light manufacturing industry to create more renewable products and renewable energies that not only are biodegradable, but are sustainable. So the potential is there. It's huge. What we need is the leadership. And then once you get the leadership, you can definitely start organizing the backing that you need from all the individuals involved.
When people talk about crime in Santa Fe, they talk about a small group of young men, they talk about drug addiction. What are your views on crime, the roots of crime, and some of the solutions?
Well, the roots of crime is no question about it. We live in a very stratified socioeconomic city. People like to use the catchphrase, it's a tale of two cities. It's one city. I go further and say that we live in third world like conditions for some of our residents, especially the residents on our side of town. And what that means is we have a big gap between people who are high earners, anywhere from multimillionaires to up in the higher tiers of the hundred thousands, to people who are barely scraping by on a family of six, maybe with a $20,000 a year income living in a trailer. To me, I've seen it grow. I've seen it develop. I know the grassroots reasons as to why that's happened. And there's no question that the evidence is there that that's what creates social depravity or crime or even substance abuse. And then when we talk about property theft, which is a big epidemic in this town, it's a simple equation of people who don't have money are going to go after the people who have money. And because of our lackadaisical police force and not being able to really structure it and organize it in a way to where we're really providing the needed services to all people, there's a lot of room for organized efforts to go in and create an actual ring. And I tell you this, in certain instances, and I told everybody already, yeah, there's individual burglary cases that you cannot control, and some of it, I'm sure, is drug-related where individuals are trying to supply their habit. That can be addressed in a more proactive way when you address the substance abuse issue and start providing more services, decriminalizing a lot of those offenders and providing them the needed services to recovery, the road to recovery. But what people don't really want to talk about is there is an organized effort, and I know this from my work at Capitol High School with working with a lot of the youth who are being recruited into certain rings that are tied to both drugs and burglary. The burglary, for instance, is targeting small electronics, and they are well organized enough to, and it's not the kids, it's older adults that are recruiting these kids, to where they know how to go into a place, target what they need, and move out. Because when you look at the police reports and you talk to a lot of the people, and many of them on the south side, who tell me what happened, what their experience was with being robbed, it's always their computers, it's always their iPods, it's always their video game consoles, sometimes it's jewelry, small items. They know what they're doing, and I do not see the police, I do not see city officials, I don't even see a lot of residents talking about how do you start to address that. There are ways to do it. One is reprioritize what the police are doing administratively instead of giving them high salaries willy-nilly at their own discretion. Make sure that those resources are being plugged into things like strengthening their investigative units so that they can actually target some of these organizational rings. Doing more community policing initiatives, making sure that they're walking those streets in all the needed neighborhoods, especially the high-hit areas. Making sure they're communicating with neighborhood watches and associations and strengthening those organizations. And the city can actually facilitate communication networks between our police, our security, our local security businesses and forces, our neighborhood organizations and individuals, to where we're creating roundtable discussion sessions, maybe even on a monthly basis, depending on the crisis that we're facing, and really starting to strategically address how do we work together to, stop this epidemic.
Angelo Jaramillo is candidate for City Council District 3. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Sure, thank you.